Well, this is the part of Bravo Brazos Valley I enjoy because I sit back, kick back, relax, and listen to Fran Lam talk about heritage highlights. And today she's talking about rivers.
One cannot escape the part of Texas history that is closely linked to the history of its rivers. In particular, the Brazos River, the Colorado River, the Trinity, the Navasota, and the Rio Grande all played a key part in routing explorers and providing valuable water resources to early settlements. It is unclear when the Brazos was first named by European explorers, since it was often confused for the Colorado River to the south. But it definitely was seen by the exploring team led by LaSalle. The Brazos River was important for navigation before and after the Civil War, and steamboats sailed as far up the river as Washington on the Brazos. While attempts to improve commercial navigation on the river continued, railroads proved more reliable. The Brazos River also flooded, often seriously, on a regular basis, before a levee system was replaced, particularly in the massive flood of 1913. During the 16th century, El Paso became an important stop for Spanish explorers on their way to New Mexico to find riches and convert the native population to Christianity. As early as 1609, El Paso became a critical point in the long north-south route of communication and trade between the Mexican interior and missions and Spanish settlements. The story of the missions of El Paso is quite different from that of other Spanish missions. Unlike the more well-known missions of South Texas, especially San Antonio, as well as those along the El Camino Real, only three in the El Paso area were founded in an attempt to settle the native people of the area. The rest were founded for the refugees and hostages from the 1680 Pueblo Revolt in New Mexico. The Pueblo Indians from the north also brought their own traditions with them, including farming skills developed over 100 years of farming. The availability of water, crucial for their agricultural efforts, pleased the Pueblos. However, caught between two worlds, these Indians often alternated between being hostile to and accommodating to the Spanish. As was the Brazos River in this part of Texas, the Rio Grande River was also unpredictable, prone to flooding, drought, and channel switching. Irrigation canals were necessary for agriculture in El Paso and to help dissipate floodwaters from the Rio Grande. Today, the Brazos River bottom enjoys a healthy economy, providing numerous opportunities for agricultural development along the Brazos River. I'm Fran Lam, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. To listen to this episode or other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Thank you, Fran Lam. That is Bravo Brazos Valley with Heritage Highlights. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.